Beep, 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 beep. I've been hearing that all day as one of our neighbors is doing tons of construction in their backyard. They ripped out their entire backyard and they're hardscaping the whole thing and putting a pool. There already was a pool, but they ripped that pool out and are now hardscaping their whole backyard. And it's just, I think for all of summer, construction vehicles in their yard, which backs onto my yard kind of at a catty corner angle. But the trucks, I guess, are backing up a lot. And I guess there's no button to disable the reverse, or maybe it's like against your rules to against some, I don't know. But it's just beep, beep, beep all day as these trucks go back and forward. And I'm losing my mind, hence my inability to form coherent sentences or even say real words. Beep, 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 just all day. Anyway, here's a podcast where I promise not to do much more beeping.
Your Daily Lex.
Since I recorded the intro, two of my three kids came home from school. I thought two of them had their last day today, but that's not true. Their last day is Tuesday. Lauren had her last day as a teacher today for the year, so that's exciting. So now she's on summer vacation, and the other three aren't. And Tuesday afternoon, two of them will be on summer vacation in addition, and Liam still won't be, and he is very grumpy about that. At least he has half day starting next week. I had a person email me that they couldn't play the crossword in Lex's games on their, on their smaller iPhone, but it should work on smaller iPhones. And, you know, according to Xcode, it fits. And one of my kids has, I think Sarah has the SE2, or maybe the SE3, I don't know, has a small phone. So we're looking at it there and it worked. I think this person has a really old phone. But I fixed that. I didn't even have to update the app. I could just fix it on my server, which is very exciting. So it was a win for the day. And all I have left to do today that's for work, and I'm using the word work quite loosely, is recording a podcast with my pal Brian in just a few minutes. I have 5 minutes before that recording starts. Luckily, I only have about 2.5 minutes left on this podcast, so all the timing will work out great. Today was also a music prep day. You know, in the show, I love Your Perfect Exchange. First of all, I love the choreography because the choreographer has been saying, look, I'm not going to give you like specific steps for most of this. It's just going to be like movement and staging, and like you're going to kind of make it your own. And, you know, each of you will show me what you want to do, what you want to bring. And this is going to be like character heavy. So it might be a lot of kind of fanciful walking. And I'm like, lady, this is music to my ears. And at one point she's like, I want this part to look really silly, right? So like, even if you're, you know, we could make this really specific dance moves, but I want it to just like, I want it dumbed down. And I was like, oh, okay, choreographer, I will sideline my incredible dancing ability just for you. So you should know that when it looks really goofy, that's my working really hard to make it look that way. Because normally I would be an excellent dancer. But seriously, I've been loving that. But I've also been doing some music practice where I like to have my own custom tracks where I have the backing tracks or sometimes just the actual tracks from the soundtrack or recordings from rehearsals. But then I record my own vocals really loud on top so that I can listen to just my track and learn to sing it right. Because I can control that, right? There's some things like with dancing, I mean, I control what my body does to a degree, but I don't feel like I really have control over exactly how my body moves. But singing and knowing the right notes, I can nail that. So that, in my case, I like to have recordings that I can listen to ad nauseum because one, it's the way I learn the lyrics, and two, it's the way I learn the notes. It's especially tricky learning the lyrics in a show like this one because all the available soundtracks don't use the current version of the lyrics because the show's been updated a couple different times. So if I continue to use the soundtrack, which is what I have been doing, I'm learning the wrong lyrics because now they're all different. So very exciting stuff. But anyway, I'm getting there. You know, it's still a month plus away. Yeah. Let's not say plus. Let's just say a month. It's still a month away. So I'm getting there. I'm doing the work. You got to do the work to do these shows. Action-packed weekend. Let's see what's happening. Tonight I have bowling night with some friends, so that'll be fun. Tomorrow, Lauren takes Ani to camp. I play a band gig, my follow-up band gig to the one that was at the weird bar venue place. Now it'll be at Manalapan Day. I don't have a choreo rehearsal that I was supposed to have because it's limited to just 4 people, so that's exciting. And then, I think that's it. And then Lauren eventually comes home from dropping Ani off at camp. And then Sunday, Father's Day, instead of celebrating Father's Day, I go back to camp and get Ani. Very exciting. Lauren could have stayed over, but who the hell wants to do that? So I'll go get Ani on Sunday. This is Ani going to camp for training. for counselor work, and some kids could just stay. Most kids will stay, but kids who aren't from Pennsylvania can't because they have to go home and finish their school years. So very exciting stuff. Anyway, that's the weekend. I hope you have a great one too. And yeah, you're the greatest human who has ever lived. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to you. You know what I mean. Goodbye.
Lex.